Welcome to Rejoice Wellness Care. Rejuvenate enough joy of yourself causes excitement. Welcome to this journey on the life on the runway. I have finally got on the plane, and now you can see the excitement as the sun is setting. We had to turn back around. But what I have learned, that I get flat sometimes from setting boundaries. But you want to know something? You need to know that no matter how far I'll go or how far I will allow others to go with me, once I understand that this can only go on if I allow it to go on, that is when I get frustrated. But right now, we're going to talk about the power of saying no. Oh my God, just say it. No, no, no. Saying no to people, places, or things says yes to my well-being, to my health, to my mental health, and also to me just being me. And I don't have to make an excuse. I don't have to be upset. Just say no. Now, I know it's hard because you have feelings, you have regrets, you think people are not going to like you. You're going to have all of these concepts, word that you can say that will save your life. Don't you want to save your life? As I'm sitting on this plane, I'm thinking about the beauty of saying no, the feeling of releasing no. Can I have this? No. Can I taste that? No. Can I do this? No. Speak no into existence. The power of no is saying no to people, but yes to God. No to people, but yes to self-care. No to things, yes to taking care of myself. Oh, stop being busy. Sometimes to save your own soul, you have to say no, because people will continuously take advantage of you saying no, because they want what they want when they want it, and they do not care about what you want. They just want what they want, and that's it. They don't care how you feel. They just want it, and they want it now. How do you feel? What are you thinking? Why do you say no and regret it? Listen, life is short. You say no because you need to say yes to yourself. You say no because you're tired and you just want to rest. Saying no is the most healthiest thing that you can do for yourself. Just say no. That's all. You're not hurting anyone. You know, what I've learned, can we see grace in saying no? Because God says no to us all the time. Can you see grace when God says no? God grows us in grace, especially when no does not mean that God does not love you. No does not mean, no just means I am protecting myself and yourself, that I'm allowing you to grow in your journey, because people have told you no. And what was the outcome? Did you learn from the situation? Did you grow up in the situation? No, no, no. Practice it with me. No, no. I know this sounds a little daunting, but the power of no will save your life. The power of no will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. Because sometimes you're so busy doing everything for everyone else, then you're exhausted. And when you look around, they're going on their journey. They have been successful. Then you have all these regrets. Why? Because you and your ego, and you wanted to be needed, and you wanted to be the likable person, said yes to everyone else, but you forgot to tell them no. Whose fault is it? It's not theirs, because as long as you allow people to continue to say, I'll do it, and as long as you say yes to everyone, hey, you get what you call for. So when are you going to stop? When are you going to set boundaries? When we own our own power to take care of ourselves, set a boundaries, say no, changes an old pattern. We may get flack from some people. That's okay. Get the flack. We don't have to let their reactions control us, stop, or influence our decisions to take care of ourselves. Just say no. We do not have to control their reactions to what when we say no to our process of self-care. I can't take care of myself and then take care of you first. I have to take care of me first. We have to always act like we're on the airplane. As I'm sitting on this airplane, I am taking care of me. Fly with me. Go on this journey with me. People will react when we do things differently or take assertive actions because we decided to nurture ourselves, particularly if in the decision doesn't affect them, but it affects us. Let them have their feelings. Let them have their reactions. But we must continue on our journey for self-care and learning to say no. If people are used to you always behaving in a certain way and you always say yes, 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 heck, I'll come to you too, because you are overworked, overtired, have low self-esteem. You have many issues while you're always saying yes. Learn how to say no. If people are used to you controlling you through guilt, bullying, and bargaining, then they just get accustomed to it because they always know you're going to show up. You're going to always say yes. Day, tomorrow, and the next day. I will learn to disregard any flack that anyone gives me. I receive for my changing my behavior. I am going to make every effort to learn to say no. Now join me in this journey on day 3. Join me, like and share as we continue on the Life on the Runway. 7 p.m., join me for Life on the Journey, continuing on day 3. You can reach me at rejoicewellnesscare@gmail.com. Gmail.com for your free gift. Make sure you reach out to me. Live, love, and just say no. Don't forget, I'll see you tomorrow. Like and share this video. Bye now.